Victoria, you are a very expressive, very thoughtful, very romantic, very selfless, giving person.
And oh my God.
There's just so many great qualities that come out of the things that you say. And I know the men who are listening are so really impressed. Sometimes they like to come on and say hello. Sometimes they're a little shy. I think this is one of those times when they're going to be just a little bit shy. But I'll just prove a point to you here. Guys, if you're listening, just say hello to Victoria, okay?
Hello.
Hello, Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Victoria.
Hi.
Thank you, guys. I talk to these guys every week, Victoria, and although they're a little bit shy sometimes, there's some really, really nice guys here, and I am absolutely sure that some of these guys are going to write to you. Your English is so perfect. Your thoughts are very deep and wonderful and profound, and there's so much to you, more than just a pretty face, as we say in America. There's so much to your ideas and your thinking. You're going to make someone incredibly happy. You're going to be a wonderful, attentive wife and mother and friend. And I don't doubt you'll have good friends everywhere that you go. I hope you never change. I think you're just one of the most refreshing people I've talked to in a long time.
Thank you so much.
So we do this to get to know you. The guys who are listening, they call just to learn more about you. And I think you'll find this internet thing will work out real well for you. You have our email address as well, and I'd like to stay in touch. I want to make absolutely sure that you meet somebody and don't get overlooked. And if we need to talk to you again in another month or do something else, I'll be happy to do it. I want you to absolutely meet somebody. You deserve to meet someone, and we're just going to make sure that happens for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Would it be okay for us to call you, follow up with you in maybe a month and see how you're doing at that time? Would that be all right?
Of course.
That's great.
You just set up such a wonderful thing that I think you have to know. The people should tell you thank you, and so I guess you should be receiving hundreds of thankful letters. So.
You know, believe it or not, Victoria, I do. I have a lot of guys that they meet their beautiful wives. They come to me one time and they say, "Bud, I did it. I wouldn't have done it without you. Thank you very much."
Of
and
course,
then
I told this to this girl who told me that I said, "Thank you that you exist. You just make such great things for us." So I don't know.
It's great. It's a privilege for me. And you know, it's funny. They'll come back, they'll say thank you, and then they'll go off and have their life. I usually don't hear from them again, but I know they're happy. They have their lives to live, and it's a privilege for me. And in America, really anywhere in the world, Victoria, meeting someone like you is really great. So let's just stay in touch, Victoria and I and you, and we'll see what happens for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys, I'll be back in a minute. Victoria, thank you very much for this call. Большое спасибо and до свидания, okay?
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, I'm back for some closing comments on our telephone conference with Victoria, profile number 86394 at loveme.com. If you don't mind, guys, just a little bit of quick follow-up here, okay? I got to tell you right now, I love these conversations. It's so funny, isn't it? We had a great one yesterday with this beautiful girl, Alessia, and then we had this terrific conversation with Victoria from Moscow. I know you were all impressed with her answers and her points of view. What a refreshing, wonderful, grounded, family-oriented girl, just so real. I mean, how likely is it that somebody can just pick up a phone at 11:30 on a Sunday night in her home in Moscow and talk with men from America? We had a lot of men listening to this call from all over America. Let us ask her such personal questions. She doesn't know anything about us, and she just opened up her heart and told us all these wonderful things. I think she understood this was her moment in the spotlight, and she just opened up and shared with us such great things. And I got to tell you guys, If I can't do anything to help this girl meet a guy, I don't think I can help anybody. All of the things that she said centered around how important being happy depends upon finding that right guy and having that family, and how she said not only, you know, him and I or my family, but his family, his friends, his relatives. She talked about coming here and visiting her friend and staying with their relatives and traveling with their relatives who were all much older than she is. She did say, by the way, I think you heard that her friend is 25 and her husband is 65. That's a little over the top, but anyway, she obviously love each other and have a great family. And she's so focused on that. She said for 10 years she's been thinking about this. And all of her friends in Moscow, life is just a big city life. All the pubs, the cafes, lots of things to do, the drinking, the smoking, the socializing, who knows what else. But it's not come home at night and sit around that dinner table and just be with your family or cuddle up on the couch eating ice cream, watching television. You know, we all grew up doing that, didn't we? We all grew up in homes where on Sunday night it was Walt Disney. We were sitting around watching television. We were just all being together, and it was great. And now our lives are just so crazy, and it's running around everywhere, and we're so exhausted by the time we get home. I bet just about every guy who's listening now, you've lived this life, right? You were married. Both of you worked. You worked hard. You worked yourself to exhaustion. You were running everywhere. You got home. You were so tired. You could barely feed the kids, get them where they had to go, and get into bed, and you had no energy left for each other. But we remember it was different growing up. We saw kind of a different environment. We saw a family that was together on Sunday evening around the dinner table. This girl, Victoria, she's all about that. And it's hard to find someone like that anywhere in the world, guys. And she's not as far away as it seems. Do you know that in a couple of months you could probably spend less than $600 or $700 to buy a round-trip ticket from JFK to Moscow and go see this girl? She speaks perfect English. She is an English teacher. I think in her part-time, she actually works with a travel company apparently as well. And you could write to this girl, write beautiful, profound letters, get a lot of information. Obviously, you could talk for hours. She's quite a talker, isn't she? Which is just wonderful. Get to know so much about this girl. Get on that plane. Go and meet her. She's only 25. She's beautiful. And if you look at her pictures, there's a lovely girl there and a lot of qualities about her that make her attractive. And then who knows? I mean, if she's this talkative and she's this expressive on this level, guys, you got to think about how giving she must be in a love relationship, in a marriage, in a family. You know, this is what we want. We want that beautiful life partner to come home to every day who has got our family needs taken care of so we can go out and do whatever we do and bring home the bacon, I suppose, and just make life function and work for us. We want that. We don't want us all exhausted and tired and not able to give each other the love that we so want and deserve that makes us whole. We want a life partner who understands that. She does. She communicated that very, very well. I like this girl a lot. I am going to stay in touch with her. Victoria and I will. I want her to meet somebody. She's just so ready, guys, and so able for so many ways. So if you're listening to me, and we've talked on Monday nights, and you've told me I'm tired of the runaround I get from dating in America, I'm tired of writing to women who don't write me back, I want you to get out your keyboard and write this girl a letter. We think the other guy is going to do it. We always think that. Guys, you know what? Sometimes I follow up with these women in a month or so, and they won't talk to us again because they think I lied to them or said something wrong because nobody wrote to them. And I could have as many as 30 or 40 guys. There are a couple girls. If I brought them up, some of you would remember Daria from Kazan or some of the other very beautiful women, Anna from St. Petersburg, who I liked a lot. We talked to her 3 times. And she just didn't get a response. And I know you guys wanted to write to her, but you didn't because you think all these other guys are going to write to this girl. She's going to be buried up to her eyes in letters. I'm just another guy. She doesn't want to get to know me, and she does want to get to know you. And instead of just kind of randomly pulling profiles out at loveme.com and writing to women, I mean, you can do that. There's some success to be had in that. We just heard a lot about this woman. You've got a lot to begin with here. Get out your keyboard and write this woman a letter. She will write you back. She'll write you a very thoughtful letter. She will be happy to talk to you. I guarantee you, a week or two could go by. You could already have passed several letters with this girl, and who knows? She could absolutely be the one. She absolutely could. You got to believe. You got to get out your keyboard and make it happen, okay? Thank you for joining us for this call. I'm a little surprised that we've been a little quiet, guys, and quite frankly, we can't continue that. I'm going to need guys to step up and say hello to these women at some point during the call. That's our partnership. That's what you and I kind of have together, this verbal handshake that you and I have. If I bring these calls to you, we're going to appreciate the women by saying hello to them. So I'll just ask you, gentlemen, as we continue these calls, to please take a moment to figure out, you know, what you might want to say to a girl in a conversation like this, and be prepared to do that the next time we get together, okay? I need you. And let's do it. Let's get together again next weekend. I'm sure there'll be more calls. We'll talk on Monday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, like we always do. I hope you enjoyed this call. I think it was one of the best we've had in a long time. Guys, we're back again on Monday night, 9:30 Eastern Time. Thank you. Talk to you then.